As Halloween approaches, you may want to rethink how you celebrate this year. Dr. Chris Thompson is an immunologist at Loyola University, Maryland, and spoke on our podcast, The Daily Dose, about how to stay safe during Halloween. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Thompson says trick-or-treating may not be the best of ideas, but there are ways to do it with minimal exposure to COVID-19.
And I may just leave a box of that candy out on the porch and let kids pick them up as they walk by so that I'm physically distanced from them and they're physically distanced from me.
He also recommends setting aside candy that your kids get, since the virus can linger on surfaces for a few days. And whatever you're dressed up as, you should still wear your mask.
Halloween masks or anything that's not intended to be a filtering mask should not be assumed to be a filtering mask.
The CDC warns wearing both types of masks could impede breathing. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.